Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be forever.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and that to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Check out the blog and the video. We have a new video up there that we want you to take a look at, and I think you'll benefit from. So do all those things when you get there, and if you want us to follow you home, that's what they're for, and also some of the other capability we have there. Daryl Rosen is our good friend and our new friend, I should say, soon to be good friend, old friend. He's the author of Table for Three. He's a small business owner, just like you and me, only these days he's not running a retail business like he used to. He's helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And Daryl, you're out there helping. I know one thing, your background was retail, so you're helping a lot of retailers with their businesses. What is the biggest mistake you're seeing them make?
Well, it's a very easy one, and that's not appreciating customers. And the example I like to use is, actually two of them. I was in a boots store in Nashville with my wife, and boots are not my thing, but she certainly likes them. And we were standing there, and I was just watching the girl at the front desk, and people were walking in, and people were walking out, and everybody walking right past her, and she was on her phone, and you know, reading text messages or whatever she was doing, and never even looked up. And I thought to myself, like, you know, what a disservice, like, of a manager to not help somebody like that, a young person, understand the importance of the commodity, which is the customer. And I'm in a clothing store in my town here, where with my wife, and my wife asked for a size in a certain blouse, and we were in this huge room, and the girl says to us, she says, it's somewhere in this room. And we turned around, she was gone. And there had to have been 1,000 garments in this room. So, you know, of course we left. And so the reality is that a lot of companies, they spend time teaching their people how to ring the register, how to fold garments, how to adhere to any number of corporate policies. But what I would do, and if I was still in business and retail, this is what I would do. I would take people out onto the floor on the first day and say, put my arm around and say, hey, that's a customer right there, and that's a customer right there, and that's a customer right there. And they're not intrusions. They're not interruptions. They're not preventing you from sending out text messages or going to get a cup of coffee. This is the reason why we're here. And I just don't think there's enough of that in business today.
Well, you're exactly right, Daryl, because, you know, what you got to say to people is, you see that person right there? That's the person that's responsible for your paycheck. Do you like getting your paycheck? Are you going to want to get paid on Friday? Oh, you are? Okay. Then you need to make sure that person is the happiest camper on the planet when they leave here.
They're not the enemy.
That's right. They're not interrupting you. Your job is to serve them and make them happy. Now go do that. Otherwise, you won't get paid. Now, when are we going to drop the hammer on that on bad customer care? Daryl, when are we going to look at people, whether they're 100 or 21, and look at people and say, the customer is all that matters here. You don't matter. The customer matters. What do you think?
Well, I think two things. I think that as the economy and as the environment stays as it is or as it has, I think that price will always be a major arbiter of people's decisions. So that's something, there's a lot of people that just don't care. They just want the lowest price. But I think the real opportunity with businesses is that entry-level people that deal with customers, it's a golden opportunity for them to learn a lot of the skills that are necessary in life. Communication, putting other people's needs first, simple greetings and so forth. I mean, we talk about the no problem and things, or have a good one. And, just
no problem,
and not saying you're welcome.
Daryl, no problem is a problem.
Right. Right. So, and I always like people say, have a good one. And I always want to say, have a good what? I mean, just finish the sentence.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
Right.
Have a good day, have a good evening.
I always tell them, your mother tells you to have a good day. Tell me thank you. Say thank you for your business. What's wrong? What's so hard about saying thank you? Why is saying thank you so difficult, Daryl? I don't understand that.
Well, I just think it's the way people are brought up now, and maybe it's the management, and it's just maybe it's the dead end nature of certain jobs, and you know, so small business owners have to make entry level employment. I don't know if the word is exciting, but there has to be some meaning behind it. And the thought I always have is that you can really develop skills that will help you in life in a small business, in a frontline job.
Now, here's the thing to remember, Daryl. And to me, this is back to your mistakes that good managers don't make. If you and I and most everybody listening, I think, are going to agree with us when we talk about the way we're treated these days when we spend money, if your company isn't like that, if the people in your company actually love up customers when they come in and just serve them within an inch of their lives and say thank you and I appreciate your business, please come back, that kind of thing, think about how quickly you could differentiate yourself and grow sales that way. What do you think?
I agree, but it has to be for real though. It can't be marketing, and it can't be innuendo. I mean, it has to be for real. It has to start at the ground level. You know, you call certain places and they'll say it's a great day here at, and then they'll name the business name. You ever heard that, Jim?
Yes.
It's a great day here, and I think to myself, you know, no. I mean, I'm happy it's a great day, and, you know, good for you. However, the way you answer the phone is the first impression is thank you for calling my business.
Right.
It's simple, but it should not be difficult. But I don't care if it's a great day where you are, really. I do care if you appreciate me calling.
Hey, Daryl, give us that website again quickly, please.
Sure, DarylRosen.com.
Thank you, Daryl. Come back again real soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.